I'm ready to roll. But this general consensus of loserdom, I don't think the Warriors have a chance.
This sucker.
They're going to get blown out the way OKC blew out Denver because they know they got the one win on the road. I think with no Steph, they're cooked. They're cooked.
You're a high-level loser, bro.
I mean, really? Is that what we've become? Like, honestly. You got Steve Kerr, you got Draymond Green, and you acquired Jimmy Butler, playoff Jimmy, and all of a sudden we're waving the white flag. I've taken nonstop calls on Jonathan Kuminga could be a star for the last 3 years, and we're giving this team no chance. Podziemski just plays winning basketball, but he's got no shot tonight? Like, since when did this fan base tuck their tail and run?
Stop it.
I'm legitimately ticked off at various sports fans.
I was going to say, where are you seeing this? Was that your practices yesterday, your games yesterday?
Okay. There's this general consensus of, why even play? Sports is why you play. If you didn't play the games, we'd never know who Brock Purdy was. If you didn't play the games, you wouldn't know and have moments like Marco Scudero many moons ago. If we didn't play the games, it would be played on paper. OKC would already have the championship. Well, Jason Tatum, if it was on paper, would have hit a shot to win a game last night.
Oh, you mean like this?
It's Tatum. Robinson's on him. Tatum maneuvering. Oh, the ball knocked away. Another great defensive play for the Knicks. They've got it. They've won it. New York has gone up 2-0. And defense again.
Kevin Harlan on the call for TNT. The Celtics are down 0-2. No one gave the Knicks a shot in the second game.
They got blown out in almost every game during the regular season against that Celtic team. Look, I'm not here to say that it's going to be easy. I'm not here to say that you shouldn't have worry. Of course you should have worry. Steph Curry is one of the greatest players in any sport we've ever seen. I think he's the greatest Barry athlete of all time, and that's a sentence.
Yes.
That's a sentence, all right? And I believe that to my soul. But that being said, like, I'm legitimately ticked off at the Bay Area sports fan.
Wow.
And you know what? The problem is this, is that we got a lot of front runners here. And when things are going well, no, it's the truth. When things are going well, we get calls. But if there's a little bit of adversity, everybody's, oh, well, we got the one win. We got the one win in Minnesota. Well, can we just win one of the next three? No, screw that. I want to win tonight. Like, Draymond Green's been telling me he's the greatest defender of this particular generation. Go out and show it. I've been hearing about playoff Jimmy for about 20 years now, it feels like. I watched him drag the carcass of a bunch of overrated Miami Heat players. Show me tonight. I think our roster is as good, if not better, than those Heat teams he dragged. If you want to tell me that Podziemski is a guy that one day down the line could be an impact starter, I'm talking high-level fringe all-star, show it to me tonight. All I need is a one-game sample. Moses Moody, you've had stretches. Tonight's the night to have a game. Jonathan Kuminga, here is your opportunity. Here it is, right now. So I'm not taking no nonsense from the Bay Area sports fan today. You guys want to dial up 888-957-957. Well, we got the win. Well, we mission accomplished. Can we just hold the fort down till Steph comes? No. Tonight's the night you let the world know warrior culture is real. And Steph Curry, though important, and though probably lots, if we're doing pie chart, a huge slice is Steph Curry. Mm. But there are other cogs in the wheel that made this dynasty go. Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, and the others. And I'm not taking no nonsense today.
I might just take the rest of the show off. Shasky's on fire. And shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube all day long. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. So Warriors, T-Wolves, tonight. We do know that there's no Steph Curry. No, he's gone the next couple games at least. I don't even know if he's going to play in this series, quite frankly. But this is why you got Jimmy Butler. This is why you acquired a player of that caliber. This guy is the 1B to Stephen Curry's 1A, and now he's got to be the 1A. And someone else has to step up to be that true number two, three, four. The list goes on. And it doesn't have to be the same player each and every night. It could be a different guy. It could be a Pajemski one night.
Exactly.
It could be a Buddy Hield the other night. It could be, hell, a Jonathan Kuminga, if that somehow comes to fruition another night. Sounds kind of crazy at this point, but you know what? He needs to step up. Everyone else needs to step their game up in the absence of one Stephen Curry. And I'm very curious to see how tonight's game goes, because tonight's game, although it might not tell us the entire story of the next three games that you know you're going to be without Stephen Curry, it sets the tone, I think.
Yeah. Like,
you don't, again, you don't want the loser mentality. This isn't a loser mentality to me. Just because you don't win tonight potentially doesn't mean that you could still send a message tonight.
Exactly. Show me the heart of a champion.
Correct. That's what I want to
totally
see tonight.
Agree.
Don't do what the Denver Nuggets did yesterday, as far as I'm concerned. Don't, like, you never were in that game.
Did you hear Aaron Gordon in the postgame?
No, what'd he say?
He's basically saying, like, effort level should not be, we should not be discussing our effort level at this point in the season. And he called himself out.
Like, well, and Chris Finch, we played it ad nauseum, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, calling out the effort level of his players and his star, Anthony Edwards, yesterday. So I expect Minnesota to come out with their hair on fire, if you will. But same with the Golden State Warriors. Like, you know you're out of Steph Curry the next three games. Like I'd miss me with, oh, yeah, we'll just take the L here and then go back home and everything's going to be okay. No, that's not how, like, you need to know what you have starting tonight. And I'm very curious to see what Steve Kerr does. What kind of wrinkles is he going to use? It's all hands on deck. All hands on deck starting tonight. Shout out Below Deck. Captain Lee, where are you at? Captain Steve Kerr in the building. By the way, tremendous interview yesterday with Steve Kerr on with Willard and Dibs, talking about the loss of Steph Curry, talking about it all. Now leading into this series without him, like, is he going to be a play? Like, is he going to be a factor anymore? We don't even know. Like, we're hoping in a week's time that he comes back, but that's, listen, this is a hamstring injury, man. This thing, you have to be very careful with this sort of stuff. So we don't even know if he is coming back. So you got to go tonight and the next couple games like he's not coming back. And I'm very curious to see how Jimmy Butler is going to look.
Joe,
because I don't need him to be the greatest shooter of all time, but I do need to have him with the ball in his hands more often than not tonight. Like, that's the facilitator. It runs through Jimmy freaking Butler going forward. That much I do know.
Joe, there was a guy many years ago who told me you have to make the most of all your opportunities. And, you know, in this industry, I've been told, hey, keep the seat, keep the seat, keep the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning when someone steps aside, be available, be ready, and step up and rise to the moment and do your best to capture that moment. And I believe that tonight, there are a lot of opportunities on the line. You've referenced Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. I mean, those guys have resumes that are pretty comprehensive. And tonight's game isn't going to make or break their resume.
No.
Now, it could add to their legacy. But there are guys like Brandon Pajemski who are super young in this league, who I believe in. There are guys like Jonathan Kuminga who wants to show the entire league, as well as the Warriors themselves, this is how good I can be. What about Quentin Post? This guy seems like he's above his years in terms of what he's brought to the table for a rookie for the Warriors. Could he have a night tonight? Moses Moody, who has been on a milk carton for quite some time in terms of shooting. Mm. What if this guy goes out and hits a couple of threes tonight? Can Buddy Hield keep this glass slipper action going before the clock turns 12 at
right.
midnight? Like,
yeah.
Legitimately, what if Buddy Hield has another monster game? Can GP2 absolutely dog Anthony Edwards and make him a little more ineffective?
You know what they can control tonight, and they've been doing a hell of a job, and we haven't really been talking about it as much because of the team they just played in the Houston Rockets, but the defense of the Golden State Warriors has been unbelievable. Like, can they just keep dominating that? Because that is a controllable for them. I'm not going to sit here and act, and I don't think any of us are going to act like Stephen Curry's his world beater defensively, but he's been even pretty solid. But I know what I'm going to get from the defensive end when it comes to Jimmy Butler. When it comes to Draymond Green, Buddy Hield has been more than a willing defender at times. Brandon Pajemski has been very opportunistic. Moses Moody at times. Mm. Jonathan Kuminga at times. Kevon Looney last game, I thought, was pretty damn good.
Looney
offensively
is
and defensively.
Battle-tested playoff guy.
Gary Payton II, you know what you're going to
exactly.
get defensively from him. Hell, Pat Spencer is at times. He'll throw his body around. By the way, great interview yesterday with Steiny and Goo with Pat Spencer. I caught some of that after work
what?
Yesterday.
They
great
got,
job.
They got
Patty Spence. I know you're so jealous. It's okay.
We'll not fair.
Well, can we get some of the cuts from Pat Spencer on
Guru,
the board, please, too, Carter?
Guru loves to, like, piggyback my stuff.
Oh, God.
Right? And him being all in on the Pat Spencer thing. No, dog, that's my account.
Oh, you can't.
No. You're no, the only I have one that claimed in Salesforce.
You're the only one that like is allowed to like Pat Spencer.
No, but I was first to the trough.
Sure, okay.
I plowed that land.
Okay. He came on yesterday and said he has a 3 handicap too, by the way.
Does he? I love that even more about him.
Well, Steiny, I guess real quick, we'll get back to whatever
who does
tangent
not
I was
have
on.
A 3 handicap. Continue well, on Steiny.
Well, Pat Spencer, like Steiny asked him yesterday. He's like, "Hey, is it fair to say you're like the greatest lacrosse player of all time?" And Pat's like, "Ah, people can say what they want." It was a humble
Isn't
brag.
A
it's like you know,
by
just
the name of Jim Brown.
Was Jim Brown a great lacrosse player? I don't know.
Yeah, wasn't he?
Great. I don't know. Like, was he? I didn't know lacrosse was a sport back then when they played. Like, well, I know it's been around forever.
I don't know. The greatest athletes ever. You're over here telling me about soccer and you don't know about Jim Brown's accomplishments?
Well, I
come
do.
On.
Well, no. You know, I was. You don't know about Jim Thorpe's accomplishments,
well,
buddy.
Of course,
all right.
Jim
come
awesome,
on.
But, I mean,
please.
I went the last 75 years, not the last 100 years.
Real quick. So Jim Brown, Jim Thorpe, and now Pat Spencer. Okay. I think we're all on the same page here. All right. But
there
defense.
Is a common denominator.
Thank you. Defense, defense, defense. You can control that tonight. Keep this thing close with tenacious defense. Can you use, real quick here, can you go Houston Rockets on the Minnesota Timberwolves? I know you might not have you don't have a Steven Adams, but can you goon it up a little bit tonight? Can you do that for the next few games? Make it hard. Make it physical on Minnesota. Chris Finch is already out here crying to the officials and crying to the NBA and Adam Silver. Oh, they were grabbing Rudy Gobert. They were grabbing Rudy Gobert. And Steve Kerr yesterday was like, yeah, great. They're grabbing Stephen Curry and bear hugging him for the entire series. Like, what are we doing? Doing it up more. Unreal. That's what I want to see. Like, offensively, sure. I do think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. And some guys are going to need to step up.
A little?
I know that they could control things on the defensive side is what I'm getting at. Control that. And be opportunistic on offense, and he might have a chance. He might have a chance.
There is a reality that I think some people are willing to admit. Others are in denial. There are long stretches where this entire offense is so hyper-focused on just getting the ball to Steph. I do think that it comes at the expense of rhythm for others. Now, I understand. He's one of the greatest players ever. I'm not saying it's not the appropriate tactic.
No,
that is the most effective tactic.
No, it is. Dennis Schroeder literally talked about it during his time. It's very difficult to try to ingratiate yourself into a new offense with historically great, like LeBron, Steph, the Kobes. Like, it's very difficult to find your footing, and not everyone can do it.
Exactly. And I'm not here to say that the offense is going to hum without, no. But what I'm saying is I think now they've got a day to kind of like, let it settle. Let it, like, everyone understands the assignment. I bet we're going to see the ball hop a little today, and I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised. I'm not here to say they're winning today's game, but I'm giving them a puncher's chance. I really am.
You're not lying down.
No,
you're not, you're not pulling a Denver Nuggets.
No. You don't punt playoff games, period. I don't care who you are.
Well, there's no point in, like it'd be one thing, let's say, hypothetically, like the Jimmy Butler injury last series, right? Like, where he was probably going to be out of game, but he was coming back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you took the L, but you didn't take the L on that one. You won the game, which has made it even that much better and sweeter, right?
You had a day to prepare, and you figured it
correct.
Out, and boom.
But you know Steph's going to be out for at least the next 3 games. Like, so, like, taking the L tonight means what? Nothing. Laying
actually,
down
it makes it harder for
correct.
The next 2 games.
That means, like, mentally, I'd be even more shot because I was like, oh boy, is this what we have to look forward to?
Yes.
No, you got to throw everything on the table today.
I'm with you.
Yes.
And I want to see a desperate team tonight on both ends. One thing I'd really like to see them do, guard Anthony Edwards all 94 feet. Just face guard him from the jump. You know, let them be slow to get into their action. I want them to settle for bad shot clock possessions. I want to, you know, that's your point about mucking it up, but I want to get the possessions down, down, down.
Can we get the pace of play that Jimmy Butler liked to run in Miami a little bit?
Well,
like not quite, because I get different teams, different styles, but if it is, you know, 8-9 point lead for Minnesota, the fourth quarter, just deliberately taking that ball, like being smart.
Smart
possessions are important. You think it's the opposite though?
No, I think situationally, they're at their best without Curry on the floor when Draymond's pushing tempo and going coast to coast because Gobert doesn't have time to set up. And I think with Pajemski and Draymond and Kuminga, et cetera, if they're running after getting like a big rebound, I actually think that's when their best offense can come. When it's slowed down in the half court for them
offensively, Fair enough. Well, and again, this goes to how this offense is going to look without Stephen Curry. And there's going to be a lot of different wrinkles. So at times, maybe there's going to be slowing up depending on if Gobert's out there or not, right? The matchups that they like. It's going to be very curious to see what the starting lineup is tonight. Who do you want to see in the starting lineup? What kind of shakeup do you want to see there? 888-9-